Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would have gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. And from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
At the beginning of this Mass, I said that the main question for today, after reading this Gospel and this parable, is only this parable talking to us about rich and poor, about social justice, or is telling us something else? We started this Gospel from description of the rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen. One of my friends on Facebook posted today regarding this Gospel that wearing something red to the church today is probably not the best idea because of this rich man wearing purple garments, red garments, to not be compared with that man. But this is still not the main idea of the Gospel today. But let's start thinking about this parable. And as always, we repeat again and again, especially Deacon Henry, when we deal with the parable, we need to find the meaning of this parable. Why Jesus used this kind of story, and what he tried to transmit to us with this parable. There is something interesting to be seen when we start to read the parable. First of all, we know the name of the poor man, Lazarus, that in Hebrew originally means God is my help. And really, he was in this situation that nobody tried even to help him. Only these dogs from today's gospel were coming to lick his sores to help him. Only God was his help. We do not have the name of the rich man from today's gospel, but throughout the centuries, he was being known by the name of Dives. This word has the same root as the word divine. It means favorite by God. He was really favored by God because he had all these riches and he lived very comfortable life. As we could see, Lazarus suffers at richest man gate, apparently unnoticed by everyone apart from the dogs. When he dies, the gospel said he was carried away to the bosom of Abraham. This term we can find in the Bible, maybe not very often, but quite often. And it means that with this term, we describe the place in the afterlife where the righteous people remained awaiting the judgment day. Then the rich man died and was buried. What is very important in this moment to notice that there is no bosom of Abraham for the rich man. It means until now we see this parable that is pretty straight and easy to understand, and we can even go to the conclusion that for this very bad life that Lazarus lived, he finally is in heaven. But for all these riches and good life that the rich man had during his life on this earth, he had to go to the sufferings of hell. And it is very easy to have these conclusions, but of course, it is not only that. The poor man, Lazarus, is not going to heaven only because he was a poor man. And the rich man is not going to hell because he was rich. The main problem is that the rich man, with all his riches, with all his possibilities, with all his possessions, he didn't notice this poor man. He didn't help him. It is because the rich man neglected the responsibilities toward Lazarus that he is condemned. But we go on with the parable and we see that rich man, being already in hell, asking for one drop of water to cool his tongue. But Abraham said, no, there is a chasm between us and you. Nobody from there can come here and nobody from here can go there. The rich man asks another request. Send Lazarus to my father's house. I have still 5 brothers. They do not go to the same place of torments as I am. He can change their fate. As it is a parable, we need to realize who really these 5 brothers of the rich man represent. They represent the rest of the Jewish people. Because in this moment, we need to realize that it is not only about poor and rich. It is not only about heaven and hell. It is the parable about who recognized in Jesus Christ the Messiah and who not. And counting this parable, Jesus is going on and on with the words of the rich man, with the words of Abraham, and the deeds of the poor man Lazarus. The rich man asks the father of the Jewish nation, the Abraham, that is a good person to talk with God, to intervene with God. But Abraham refuses again his requests, saying that Moses and the prophets, they already foretold who the Messiah will be. The rich man replies by saying that if someone from the other world, someone who already died, if someone can come, they will repent, his brothers. They will recognize in Jesus Christ the Messiah. But Abraham said, if they rejected the prophets and Moses, they would not listen even to someone from the other life. Of course, this part is specifically about Christ, about his recognition, about the rejection by some of the members of the Jewish nation, even with prophets and Moses telling them about this Messiah coming. Of course, in this moment when Jesus told this parable, he was still before his suffering, death and resurrection. But telling them this parable, Jesus is also telling them that he will be suffering and he will be killed by this who do not recognize in him the Messiah. This is the parable. This is story that Jesus told to his disciples and to everyone who were listening that time, 2,000 years ago. He's telling us this story again today. We are in different place, in different moment of the history. We know more or less about Jesus now. We use different language. We have different understanding of different things. But still, the question for us is the same. In Jesus' times and today. And the question is, who is Jesus Christ for me? Did we recognize in him our Messiah as our Savior, our God? Maybe it's too much to ask, but it will be only few minutes of your time. Maybe I can ask all of you this afternoon or tomorrow, find 3, 4, 5 minutes to read again this gospel with this idea in mind that Jesus is not telling us nice story about rich man and Lazarus, about Abraham and his conversation with someone who is in hell, but with the idea that Jesus is telling us and asking us, whom am I for you? Is Jesus Christ our Savior and our Redeemer? Our presence here tells that yes, He is our God, but we need again and again to respond to that question.